Parshas Bamidbar, Sefer Bamidbar. Another name is Chumash HaPekudim. The Mishnah in Yuma calls it Chumash HaPekudim. Mishnah Menaches, other Gemaras also. It's known as Numbers. Chumash HaPekudim, Avada, we count the Mispar B'nei Yisrael. But it's more than just the Mispar B'nei Yisrael. There's a connection between Klal Yisrael and the Torah and Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's also numbers. The Rabbeinu Ephraim says, it says, the oil moyed, oil is gematria 36. That's the 36 mesechtes that have Gemara, Talmud Bavli, on them. The Rashisha mesechtes of Mishnah. But 36, oil, that's the oil. The Yoshev oil is the one that learns the 36 mesechtes. There's a cheshbon of exactly how you get the 36. Some count 37. Maybe the Zikin is one big mesechta. On the other hand, you have the Shisha mesechtes. Torah Shebal Peh is Shisha Mesechtes. But in Torah Shebiksav, we have Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebiksav, it's Mevor, you have to know how the Cheshbon works, that there are Shishim Ribay Oisiyas. There aren't exactly Shishim Ribay Oisiyas. The Sfarim grapple with how you get to the Cheshbon of Shishim Ribay Oisiyas. But it's Mevor that there are Shishim Ribay Oisiyas in the Torah, Shishim Ribay Nishomis in Yisrael, that's Avada, the Mispar B'nei Yisrael of Bamidbar. And also, in the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are various, in Al-Pi Kabbalah, Tzirufim of Havaya, that also come out to Shishim Riboy. And you need the full shlemus of that, of Yisrael, Vayreis, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chadu. The Svarim even say that the Shishim Riboy is without the Levium. The Levium, Bahalavim Loi Hospaktu, B'Saych B'nei Yisrael. If the B'nei Yisrael are connected to the various Oifanim of the Shem Havaya, the Levium is even more Kaddish. It's connected to the Klaf, in between, the Mokav Gvil of the Oisius, which is even a higher Madrega. That's Shevet Levi. Now the Yisoid of counting the Chashivas of B'nai Yisrael is because Taka, every single person counts. We spoke last week. The Inyan of Erechin. Erechin is that person has an Erech. Even after there's Toichacha, there's Erechin. Even Chelbeno, which is the Rechai Ra, is Rosh HaTevis, Chayiv, Loimar, B'Shvili Nivra Olam. And no one is extra. There's the famous Gemara in Psochim. Psochim Daf Samaches, Ki Yidua. Psochim is Rosh HaTevis. Psochim, Samaches, Yesh Matana, the Sugi of Matan Torah is in Psochim, Daf Samaches. And over there, there's the famous Gemara, we've said other Pshatim in this, but the Gemara says, Kami Yosef Iki Bishuka, Ilav HaYoyma, Kami Yosef Iki Bishuka. Yosef is extra, something that's extra. I mean, there must be a reason why there's 1.3 billion Chinese people. There must be a reason, but like, you would see one of them and say, maybe he's just extra, you know? But in Klal Yisrael, there's no Ilav HaYoyma, there would be just an extra someone. There's no such thing as extra. Every person with his chashivas, every person with his number, with his degel, with his what he represents. That's the Mispar B'nei Yisrael. The Medrash starts off, B'midbar Sinai, B'shloish Dvarim Nitna Torah. B'esh, B'mayim, U'v'midbar. B'esh, it brings the pasuk, V'har Sinai, Oshan Kuloi. B'mayim minayim, gam shamayim notofu, gam ovim notfu mayim. B'midbar minayim, v'idabar Hashem u'moyshe, b'midbar Sinai. So the Torah was written b'esh, b'mayim, u'v'midbar. The Nesiv Shalom explains that these three things, b'etzim, have sai mitzad hakadusha and sai mitzad asher einenu tahayra. Psochem, asher noki. Mitzad, esh, is the yetzer hara, that's boyer b'esh. The Eish of a Yetzer, and the way to go, the Kenegdoi, is a Rischa, learning with a brand, with a passion, with a fire. Mayim represents Chuka and Avis that aren't for the right thing. And Adraba, the Ein Mayim Ala Torah, is Bahavosa Tishke Tomid. Mitzacheni, a Midbar could mean a Hefkeris, a total, without a Gvul, without a border, without any Gedarim. Mitzacheni Fakert, a person has to be Mafkar Atzmoy, Mevatal Atzmoy. The Nikud of Eish Mayim and Midbar, the Zelu Umazeh, you have to work on. This that Torah is Nitna Be'esh. You know, there's the famous Kasha, Tosfos asks in Shabbos, a lot of the Achronim talk about it also, it's Tosfos Kasha. The Gemara says over there, Kof Aleim Har Kegigis, for Tosfos, it doesn't stim, it says Nasa V'Nishma. Nasa V'Nishma L'Chor means Berotzoim. What's the Indian, the Tzoyrech, the Matziv of Kofalei Markegigis? So Tosfos says, Hashem had a cheshbin, maybe they're going to see the Eish HaGedoyla, and they're going to have charata, meaning really there was a darg of Nasa v'nishma. But maybe they're going to see the Eisha Gedoyla, and then they're going to be back out. That's what the tzoyrich of the Kofa Markagigas is for. Makshem Oilam, loy listening, loy hey, v'loy vav. Quote Allah, Gemara Pesachim. Don't make Eisha Gedoyla, and then there won't be any. Nasa v'nishma is a maila. Don't make an Eisha Gedoyla, and then it would be, you won't need the Kofa Markagigas. Avad, it's an Eisha Gedoyla. Tayr is with an Eisha Gedoyla. That Avad is givis. You take the letters Yisrael, Yud, Shin, Resh, Aleph, Lamed, Klal Yisrael, Yisrael. You take out the Eish, take out the Aleph and the Shin. You're left with Resh, Yud, Lamed. That's Gematria Molik. 240. You take out the Eish from Yisrael, it's Asher Karcha. He spoke other times. It says, Eish tomit tukat al hamizbeach loy sichbe. An Eish is the Eish on the Mizbeach represents the Eish Ava between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kala Megara Shishtei Mizbeach Meirid Olav Demois. Eish HaMizbeach is the Eish Ava. But there's a Meirid HaGezach. An Eish, you have to consider be Mashkia, that the fire should bly, but it will go out by itself. It will be Ma'amya Ma'amya V'Ozla. It won't bly without putting effort into it. So the Emes is, the Gemara says, in Zvachim, Eish Tomit Tukad Al HaMizbeach. So Frek the Gemara says that if a person wants to be makar of a carbon of yayin, he can be makar of yayin, he's mezalfen al gavi mizbeach. He can put the yayin on the mizbeach. So Frek the Gemara, but he's going to put out the fire. So the Gemara answers, Dov Hashem miskaven. Frek Rashi, it's a psikration, the whole sugya. But there's a fascinating kasha from the Kaveh de Kashaisa. Kaveh de Kashaisa asks like this. There's a lav, loy sichbe. And the Gemara asks, how could you put the wine? It's going to put out the fire. The Gemara answers, Eini miskaven. I didn't mean it. Without kavona, you didn't do an isser. But what about the mitzvah's essay? There's a mitzvah's essay and a mitzvah's lois essay. There's tazbishu and there's bal yiroh. There's eish tomit tukad al mizbeach and there's lois sichbe. On lois sichbe, you could say, okay, ain't a miskaven. I didn't mean to. But you have a mitzvah, eish tomit. You have to. You can't say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. It's something you have to do. How could you be mezalef? Is what's the teretz to the kaveh de kashaisa? Kaveh de kashaisa is kaveh, is 103. Kaveh, kuf beis aleph. It's a list of 103 questions from the going the Chelkes Yoyev. So this Svarim already written with Kaveh de Turaitza, this towards them to the Kashas. I'm not coming to the Teretz to the Kashas, but you see a Gedank over here. In a relationship, Klal Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu, with the Torah, or Bechlal in a relationship. In the Eish, you have to be Mashkiah. So if you put out the Eish a little bit, Mitzah, this, that, there's the do's and the don'ts. This, that, the don't, okay, I'm sorry, let me skaven. But what about Nasa Vinish? What about the fact that you have to do? That you have to do is not an answer. That you have to do. That you have to do. There's no terrors to that. We said the terrors also nimser the mayim. We say over the story, someone came to Rav Chaim Kanievsky and he asked a question. He says, there's a medrash. The medrash that says that Klal Yisrael is like dogim shebiyam, that they have such a tshuka, a tzimoin for Torah, and it gives a mashal that the fish is surrounded by water, yet when the rain comes down, the fish swims up to the top. He wants to get another tipa, a tipa of mayim, because they have a tshuka for another tipa. So this fellow asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he says he bought an aquarium, has fish, he sprinkled water from the top, the fish is staying on the bottom, the fish is not swimming up. Much he wanted his money back from the aquarium, he's asking Ashkof a question, there's different lines there. Which question he's asking? So this seven tutsim to the kasha is not for now, but there's a vart. The dog that's in the yam, that he appreciates the yam of Torah, how vast the Torah is. Omoik and Rochav, and he realizes how endless, limitless it is. But Oysaimid, he also understands that every tipa has a chashivas. But if the fish is in a little aquarium, as I know, no graysim usagim, meter al meter, is not. Then Oichet Verstein is the tipa. To realize the vastness. And the Torah was given b'midbar. B'midbar represents that there's no mokoyim, there's no kvias. We know that the emes is shavuos. There's a famous kasha from the Magen Avraham that an hour luach we would kaveh that shavuos is on vav sivan. Really, the Gemara says it's a machlekes tanoim. If it was vav or zayin. And it's totally in a machlekes tanoim about in Hilchas Nida, if the person needs to be marchik an extra day or not. It doesn't stim. In the other day, we pass him like Rabbi Yossi, which should come out as we should pass him that Shavuot should be on Zion Sivan. Harbei Terutzim Nemru Bezez. Also, it's an Oisei, the Magen Avraham's Kasha. But there's a Gedank. You know, if a person would be Noitel Dalet Minimad, you Dalet Tishrei, or blow Shaifer on Gimel Tishrei. No Shaykhis, that's not the Zman of the Mitzvah. Abba Shavuot is Torah. Torah is Agansiyah. About it is Yoy Matan Torah Seinu and this. And you have to know the Torah is the Magen Avraham's Kasha. But there's a Gedank. It's not this day, that day. Kimidbar on any day. There's no Bazundara. We know the Klal Yisrael is getting ready for Nasa V'Nishma. Nasa V'Nishma is the same gematria as Yitzias Mitzrayim. The whole Yitzias Mitzrayim was one process in order to get to the Nasa V'Nishma. The Goyin writes that the MS is Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's mentioned in the Torah 50 times. Because they went out of Mitzrayim, there were 50 levels, 50 gedarim, 50 miles of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And every day when we were going as for Soimer, we're going another level of another Yitzia, another Darg, another Yitzias Mitzrayim. But Moshe Rabbeinu himself only had 49. The 50th level is connected the 50th time, and it's not in order. The 50th, where's the 50th Yitzias Mitzrayim? On Noichi Hashem Alikecha. Hashem Yitzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. Because that's taka beyond Moshe Rabbeinu's Musakim. That's taka the Shara Chamishim. The Shara Chamishim is that level of Amech Hashem Alikecha. And we taka go through taka 49 days, and then we go through the Midos, Chesed Gvur Tveres Netzach Hoyd Yisoyd Malchus, and then the Emes is, when is the Hashlam of the Inyan? The Hashlam of the Inyan is Keser, if you have an Usach Sfart, and you're not falling asleep. By Musaf, you say Keser, that's the Hashlam, after Malchus Sheba Malchus, that's the Arba Invitation. The Shara Chamishim, Amech Hashem Alikecha, beyond Keser Yitnu Lecha. Oh, but it's interesting, the Bnei Yisoschar writes that there's another Bechina in Sfir Soimer and the preparations for Shavuos, is that really this Havchana between, you're supposed to have 3 months. When a person leaves, Isha leaves and she's going into another relationship, he has to have a separation of 3 months. So he says, we have Sfir Soimer 3 months. It is, part of Nisan, Iyar, and a little bit of Sivan. Yeah, 3 months. But it's Taka 3 months, it's Mamish 92 days. Why? Because in Sfir Soimer, except for the first 6 days, which we just said, Yemecha Loimer, Shnaim Loimer, starting from the 7th, we count, double count. Shiva, Shem Shavu Echad. Shmoyna, Shem Shavu V'yayim Echad. We count the Yom and we count Shavuos. So 43 out of the 49 days, we're counting a double count. It counts as double. And he says, it's the beginning of Maher Ehev Kiva Amoyet. The Ebrish Tegei Bechesed made that we should come and do it even double. So that count, 43 of the 49 days are double counted. And another 6 single counted is 92. Is Mamash exactly the 3 months. The Shloisha Chadoshim of Havchana, which gets us ready for the Chag HaShavuos. There's a story from Rabbi Limaylich Mibiterman. He says over that there was a Hasidish fellow. He came into a yeshiva, Hasidish yeshiva, and he said he wants the best of Bucher to be a chusn. So they told him who the best of Bucher is. He brings him to his town. This is in pre-war Europe. He brings him to his town, and he gets him a Shtreimel, a golden Zeger, I don't know all the different things he'll tell us, Rabbi March, all the different, the Shmoyne Begadim, a whole matziv. And he's there for a few weeks. The Chasna is going to be another 12 months later, but he brings him there for the whole thing. And the Chusin, a few weeks into his visit here by the Shver, he tells him, the Mechila, you know, Ulai, Efshar, par minut, Spatzir with the Kal or something, you know, he didn't see the Kal yet. So he gave him, you know, they used to do it like this also. A few days later, he's already supposed to go back to Beis Aviv, El Arzcha, Manadcha, Beis Avicha, to prepare for the Chasna. He says, you know, B'cholif and Efshe Trefim, you know, he doesn't want to get a surprise in a box. He doesn't know. Trefim with the Kala. So he tells him, he says, Chosn Taira, the emes is, I have to be honest with you, I don't have a daughter. But the mash is like this. Everyone in town, I'm a Baruch Hashem, was Matzliach, Be'asokim, and my Parnosa, and all the Cheshuvei Anash, they have a Chusin. Comes with a Shtreimel, golden Zeger. I also want a Chusin. Come to Shul. It's a Zach. So that's why I wanted a Chusin. But the emes is, I apologize. I don't have a daughter. The Nimshol, Rabbi Lemaylich Mibiterman says, is a person gets ready for Shavuos, and he's making all kinds of achunis and everything, but you can't forget about the Kala. The Iker is the Torah Alein. The Torah is the Kala, not to forget about the Kala. not to forget about, make the tuffel ikker and ikker tuffel. The hameivin yovin. Now we mentioned already before, Tosfos kasha. Tosfos asks, why would you need kafalim harkigigis? There was nasa v'nishma. So we said Tosfos' teretz was shem yachzur ben when he see the eshak gedola. But the Emma says there's another mahalik, the maral, and halchim bedark I go a dingarai on the kasha. The hanoch of the kasha was that kafalim harkigigis is a negative, not necessary chaval that we needed to come to that darga. And the question was, what do you need that for? We have nasa v'nishma. And Tosfos gave it there. It's taki, right? But it's backup. This b'dieved, de situation is in case because of eishak gedol. Moral says no. Zayna muchrach is a dover toiv. It's be'etzem a dover. There's nasav nishman mirotzan, but there's also that kihem chayenu, that it muzayna zoy. Kofalim harkigigis. We don't have a life without it. It's the leben alein. Kofalim harkigigis is a mile. Mile neisefes. There's a mile of nasav nishma. There's the mile of kofalim harkigigis. That you're a mukhrach, that we don't have a chayim without it. Then it says, there's another mahalach yidu, the Medrash Tanchum, in Parshas Noyach, is Mayruch. The difference between Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebalpeh. And he wants to say that in Torah Shebiksav, there was Nasa V'nishma. On Torah Shebalpeh, was Kofle Marke Gigas. When was the tikkun on that? After Purim, Hadur Kibluah. Then, there was Me'ava, even on the Torah Shebalpeh. That's why, Loi Roche Kadover, there was a havamin in the Gemara and Megillah that you should learn Mesechta Megillah on Purim, not laying the Megillah. Learn Masechta Megillah, Tarash Shebal Peh, the Icarus Tarash Shebal Peh. The Hadar Kiblu was on the Tarash Shebal Peh. More than that, in the Gemara in Megillah, it's Mavur that the Kriya Satayra of Shavuos, the Gemara brings a different Kriya Satayra, not the Kriya Satayra of Matan Torah, of Parshas Yisrael. Only after Purim, it was Nishtana, that then the Kriya Satayra of Parshas Yisrael was Sugapas. Till Purim, it was a B'diavid, it was the Kafle Marke Gigas Mahalach. There's another Mahalach, some Achranim say, you know, dafka, when you demand someone of something from someone, dafka, that causes a natural reaction. I don't want mechtesa, you start. That's also the avoider. We do a bazunder, a kafle makagigas, that we should know how to stand and oimid in such a situation as well. There's another nakuda that's brought down in this forum, that by an isha we said that klai sol kodesh baruch was a zivug. It says by a person's honest isha, he has to take her, lo yuchal shalcha kol yamav. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it should be a bechin of oynis. Hafka kafa makagigas, also a bechin of oynis. In the bechin of oynis, it will be layuchal shalcha kol yomav. But here wants a pshat. What does it mean kafa makagigas? The Gemara says in Yevamos, when you coin an eved, so he's toivel. An eved kenayni is a partial yid. He goes through a process of mila and tevila, and he's toivel. No, if he's toivel, he can be magai or a guy. He can go into the mikvah. About it, this farim say, I think the Shem Shmuel, others farim say, hagab atzmacha. If a guy can go into a mikvah and he comes out of the mikvah, he can be a yid. So if a yid goes into a mikvah, shtel tzachar, what a mikvah can do for a yid. But this guy goes into the mikvah, he comes out, he can be magai or he can be a ben chayrin. What's koiveya that fakert? He's doing a process called Avdus, a geirus that's only making him an Eved Kanani Chayv, which is Keisha, it's not Chayv in all the mitzvahs. It's a different, a lower darga. It has to be that B'yotzei Me'a Mikvah automatically. So the Gemara says, you pour a bucket on his head. That's really what he's coming out of the mikvah. You pour a gigas, a clean. And go deliver this, go to work. The Kofaleim Harki Gigas was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bitoy of Avdus. But the difference was, we said Nasev and Ishma. Adarabah. Ona Hashem ki ani avdecha. People make a mistake. Ona Hashem. Ona is spelled Aleph Nun Hey. It's not Ona like Ona Hashem Hoshi and Aleph Nun Aleph. Aleph Nun Hey. It's a different word. It's not a word of pleading. It's a word of praising. With the freedom, we want to be that Eved. So it was Kof Aleim Har Kigigis. And then with the freedom, we want that Kof Aleim Har Kigigis. Gemara Shabbos brings. That the Malachim came with a taina. They don't want the Eberstein to give the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, to Klal Yisrael. Chem de Genuza, that was up in Shemayim for so many 974 Dairis. Only 26 Dairis it was in this world. The Sarah Dairis from Tulnoyach, Tul Avram, and then Tul Moshe, another 6 Dairis, 26 Dairis. 900 and Dairis was all in the Shemayim. The Sfarim explained, the Chidah brings others, they go, that the Nakuda of the Shakal of Tari was the Malachim were tining Bar Metzra. Bar Metzra. There's a sugi in Baba Metzia that if someone wants to sell a Sadeh, chelka v'sod. Then there's two potential customers, buyers. There's the kedima to the bar mitzvah. The malach is staying. The shnayim oichzim b'toyra. There's the malachim and klal Yisrael. They have a schus of bar mitzvah. So Moshe Rabbeinu answers them. When he answers them, you have to know. So where's the teretz to bar mitzvah? There's many different nekudas. Takev from the rhyme from the sugi in bar mitzvah. Some say bar mitzvah is only by karka. This is not karka. Bar mitzvah is only by mechira. Here it's a matana. If you want to give, you have a dilemma. Who to sell to the bar mitzvah eskedim? You want to give a matana? Matana's under is not. There's a different shot. Moshe Rabbeinu was Isha Likim. He's representing Klal Yisrael. He's bar mitzvah also. He's himmeldik. Moshe Rabbeinu is himmeldik. Some say Bechal, Klal Yisrael also. Nishmos and Chakuk and Kisei Yaakovoid. They're also bar mitzvah. But there's another shot that in the sukkis of bar mitzvah, if there's a shiloh what the person is selling the land for, and let's say the land is Be'etzim more mesuder for planting zesim, and the other guy, Bechal, the bar mitzvah wants to plant build a house, not use it for its ikr yiud. There's a zakadima also that's starker than bar mitzvah. If the other lekeach wants to use the karka gnoi for what its tachlis is, that was the shakav atayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, "Kina yesh benechem basav adam kabbalas avicha." He went through Mitzrayim. All the tainus that he says, that says for us, it's gnoi what the Eibushti wants. That he wants him to, he wants Klal Yisrael to be able to make a makam dira for Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Hecha from bar mitzvah. This year, Shavuos is attached to Parshas Nosai. Every year, Kamat, it comes out that the Shabbos before Shavuos is Bamidbar and the Shabbos after Shavuos is Nosai. But Nosai is the biggest Parsha in the Mispar Apsukim. And also in Medrash, there's the most Arichas in the Medrash, there's the most Arichas in the Zohar on Parshas Nosai. And it's 176 Psukim. The Pshat is after Shavuos, there comes a Bezundra Riboy of Torah. Bezundra Riboy of Torah. There's the 176 psukim. There's also in Kapitel Tehillim in Kufyutes, 176 psukim, 8 times the 22. Baba Basra, the biggest mesechta in Blatter, is Kufayin Zayin, which is 176 blah. We start from Daf Beis. They say, the Sam Rebbe said, and talk from Ein Chasnach and Gessen Kays. The day of his wedding, he said he ate cheese, Kays, Kufayin Zayin. You know what mesechta Baba Basra? Kufayin Zayin, it's Kays. Also Hilchas Shabbos, if you want to undertake, from Reish Mem Beis, Simon Reish Mem Beis, to Simon Tov Tes Zayin, 176 Simonim. Bezundra Riboy of Torah. There's also, in Parshas Nosai, you have Birchas Koyanim, it's interesting. Birchas Koyanim is also, it's Torah. The Rekeach says that there are 60 letters in the Birchas Koyanim, 60 Oisiyas, it's connected to Shisha Mesechtes. And Be'emes says, the Pasuk says, Shishim hei malachis u shmoinim pilakshim. Shishim malachis is the 60 mesechtes. U shmoinim pilakshim. The Medrash Darshan's Elu Pischeyen. The first letter of the Shisha Siri Mishnah, say the Zroim starts with a Mem, Me'emesai. Moyed with a Yud, Yitzias HaShabbos. Noshim, Ches, Chamesh Esrei Noshim. Nezikin, Arba is Aleph, Arba is Nezikin. Kochim starts with Kol, Azvach, Makof. And Taris, Mesechta Kelim, starts again with an Aleph. Obviously, Thomas, the Gematria of those letters, Mem Yud Ches Aleph Chof Aleph is 80. Ushmoy Nepilakshem Elu Pischein. So it's connected to the Shishas Siri Mishnah. The emesis, I don't know if the Chidah brings this, but Zroyim Moyed Noshim Yeshuas Kochim Taharis Vitaharis is 2719 is the same gematria as Yivrech Hashem Yishmerech Yor Hashem as the entire pasuk of the Birchas Koyanim. The Birchas Koyanim is Kolad Erkula. Now there are different ways of printing Shas, but I think this 2711 blot in the Daf Yomi schedule, but they skipped Ovis for some reason, which is 7 blot, and it's also, it's 2718. It's Gnoi, the same amount of blot, is the same as Roy Moed Noshim Yeshua's Kachem Tyrus, and the same as Birchas Koyanim, which is also, it's Tyra. A little bit on the sugya of Birchas HaTyra. The Gemara brings, in Brachis, Amar Rav Yehuda minayin lebirchas atayra lefanem and atayra shenemer kishem Hashem ekra havagoydol lelikeinu. And there's a makar for birchas atayra. It's yidua that there's a machlokes Rambam and Ramban. The Rambam doesn't count birchas atayra in the minyan mitzvahs. There's a gemara in Makis, the end of Makis. Torah, Tzivah lanu Moshe, Torah is gematria 611. So Taira, Tzivul Anu Moshe, 611 mitzvahs we heard from Moshe. Because Anoichi and Leyecha, we heard from the Bairi Olam. And that's a makar for Tariag mitzvahs. I always say over that Gemara, that two lines in Makkos, has the most mefarshim and svarim written on it. More than Tokfei Kayin, more than any other sugya. So many svarim of the Moini HaMitzvahs and the Cheshbon of Tariag, of what goes into Tariag and whatnot. The Rambam Shita is that Birchas Torah is not from the Tariag. So the Ramban, Kiyadua, the Ramban takes out Etlecha 20, 30 mitzvahs that he doesn't count, that the Rambam does, and instead he puts other ones in. And one of them that he puts in, you can't take out other ones in it, you have to end up with Tariag. But the Ramban, one of them he puts in is Birchas HaTorah. He brings this Gemara in Brachas, Kishem HaShem Ekra, V'Gadol Elikeinu. Birchas HaTorah. And he makes a stark trasfik in them. The emphasis is there's a sefer, Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther is a sefer that was written that comes to answer up the Rambam. He comes to Dingzich on the 20-something mitzvahs that the Ramban takes out and instead puts in. The Megillas Esther comes to Dingzich and always stands up for the Rambam. The one place in mitzvah, Shahisifu Ramban, mitzvah Tezvov, Birchas HaTorah, the Megillas Esther says, Kan Sotku Divrei HaRamban, that the Ramban is right, that there's a mitzvah, Birchas HaTorah. Shagasariyeh, and the Mishabura brings it, and many Achrayim learn that it's a machlaikis, the Rambam holds, you have to know how to answer up the kashas. There's rise from Gemara's, but the Rambam holds that Birchas HaTorah is the Rabbana. The Mishabura brings, Semin Mem Zayin, and Afkamin, if you have a suffix, if you made the Birchas HaTorah, it's a machlaikis, we show him, if it's a suffix, the Raisa L'chumra, like the Ramban, or suffix, the Rabbana L'kul, machlaikis, can you do it? Oh, but the emes is, Yitachin, that the Rambam holds it, the Raisa. As I stated in Kiryat Sefer, and there's other smachs to it, Balzen, the Rambam is moira that it's a deraisa. The Rambam is tining, it's not in the minyan mitzvahs. What was it? It's part of the mitzvah Talmud Torah. It's a chelik in the mitzvah Talmud Torah. Not that it's a derabona, it's a deraisa. But it's a michelke, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Who's the first Maram Mokin for such an idea? To say Pshan and the Rambam? The Ramban alein. The Ramban, when he asks on the Rambam, why are you not counting it? He says, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Karban Pesach is not one mitzvah, it's two separate mitzvahs. The Sipur and the Hakrava. Mikra Bikurim and Avos Bikurim. It's not one mitzvah, it's two mitzvahs, says the Ramban. So Manishtana, Birchas HaTorah and Talmud Torah. Why is it different? It also should be two mitzvahs. They say, how do we understand the Rambam? That the Rambam held it's one. Not that it's a Rabbanon. That the Ramban alone is right, such a pshat. That he first stayed in the Ram that it's one mitzvah. What's the taich? The taich is, and this is a Meirat HaGazach, there's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, a makar for Birchas HaTorah, it says, Kishem Hashem Ekra. And the Yerushalmi says, how do you know you make a bracha also after the Torah? Not only before, after. A gzer shava. By Birchas HaMazon, it says, V'achaltas Hashem Aleichecha, V'achaltas B'savotu, V'irachtas Hashem Aleichecha. So there's a gzer shava, shame, shame. Now people misquote it. Every gzer shava has a word that it's a common word that it says in one place and the other place. You make a gzer shava. Which word is it over here? Not shame. It says kishem havaya ekra. Yeah, it says shame havaya. But by Birchas HaMazon, it doesn't say shame. It says v'achalta v'savata uveirachta es havaya alikecha. This is the one place. I don't know if I'm another chazal. The gzer shava, the word is yudkei vavkei. The gzer shava is shame, not shin mem. Yudkei vavkei. Gzer shava havaya havaya. I don't know if there's another place. The makor is havaya. And that's the taich. You look at the Nefesh HaChayim, Perek Yitches, Shar Dalet, that Torah is kulay shmoysev shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Torah and Birchas HaTorah is mamish chadu. Yisrael v'ayraisa v'kut shebrichu chadu. And Klal Yisrael, shem havaya, is chadu. That's goofy what it means. And Avad like the Rambam also givis, Birchas HaTorah is also like this pshat, adayraisa. Good.